This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've used a number of study methods to understand what Moses learned about leadership in Exodus 17 and 18. Whatever study approach you use, the final step is to develop applications to your life. Delegation is at times understood by leaders as a way to get rid of things they don't want to do. Actually, responsible delegation involves understanding your own limits and the capabilities of others around you, then devising a plan to empower others to do what they can in order to help you do more efficiently what you've been gifted and called to do. Before you empower others to carry out a delegated task, be sure they're capable of handling it, or provide the necessary training so they'll be properly equipped to succeed. Make it clear you trust them and will support them in prayer. If they face unexpected or bigger challenges than what they can handle, or that go beyond their assigned tasks, tell them you are there to help. As a leader, there are some things you can't and shouldn't delegate to others. The proverbial buck stops at your desk. Model responsibility as a leader if you expect those to whom you delegate tasks to be responsible in carrying them out. But underlining all that we've learned is the importance of trusting God and recognizing we are responsible to Him. We must trust Him to bless whatever we attempt for Him. The battle is the Lord's. Success is in His hands. Trust, obey, and wait patiently on Him. Like Moses, build an altar and call it, "The Lord is my banner." I trust these messages are helping you in the reading project, 2 chapters a day, all the way through the Bible.